10. Reggie Galen and his wife were having coffee together on their back deck, under a white awning, watching the iron-colored waves break against the rust-colored rocks at the foot of their lawn. "Chief Stone," Bob said, "Mr. and Mrs. Galen." Galen glanced up at Jesse and nodded. Mrs. Galen stood and put out her hand. "Hi," she said, "I'm Rebecca Galen." "Jesse Stone, would you like some coffee?" "I would," Jesse said. She poured him some from a silver pot. "Cream? Sugar?" "Both," Jesse said. "Three sugars." She gestured toward a chair. "Please," she said. When he was seated across from Reggie, she handed him his coffee. Rebecca poured more coffee into her husband's cup and a little more into her own. Then she sat down next to her husband and patted his forearm. Bob stood back a little and watched.
"You can go, Bobby," Reggie said.
Bob nodded and left without a word. "I love Bob," Rebecca said. Her husband grinned at her.
"Maybe I better get rid of him," he said.
"No need," Rebecca said. "I love you more."
"What do you think of that?" Reggie said to Jesse. "Woman like her says things like that to me."
"Glad to see you're happy," Jesse said. "Oh," Rebecca said, "we are." Reggie nodded. Rebecca was a knockout in white shorts and a black top. Dark hair cut shorter in the back than the front. Tan skin, big eyes, wide mouth. She was slim, but she looked strong. Reggie was tall and big-boned. He had a square face and an aggressive nose.
"So," Reggie said, "how'd you know my guy at the gate had a gun on his right hip?"
"I guessed," Jesse said.
"And you guessed he was right-handed?"
"Most people are, and he was wearing a watch on his left wrist."
"Wow," Reggie said. "No wonder you made chief."
"It was nothing," Jesse said.
"What would you have done if you were wrong?"
"I'd have thought of something else," Jesse said.
"I bet you would. What do you need?"
"Petrov Ognowski," Jesse said.
"What about him?"
"He's dead," Jesse said.
"Petey?"
"Somebody shot him in the back of the head, probably with a .22 mag," Jesse said.
"When?"
Reggie said. Jesse told him. Rebecca stopped rubbing Reggie's forearm, but left her hand resting on top of his.
"God damn," Reggie said. "I wondered where he was."
"Ognowski worked for you?"
"Yes."
"Doing what?"
"Security," Reggie said.
"Like Bob," Jesse said.
"Sort of," Reggie said. "Bob's like my guy. Petey was more like Normie and the guy at the gate. They took direction from Bob."
"And Bob takes direction from you?"
"Me and Becca," Reggie said.
"You got any idea why Petey got shot?" Jesse said.
"No," Reggie said. "Let's not bullshit each other. You know and I know I was in the rackets. You know and I know I'd done time. And you know and I know that everybody thinks I'm still in the rackets."
"Which he isn't," Rebecca said.
"And if he were?" Jesse said.
"I married him when he was," Rebecca said.
"And if he were again?" Jesse said.
"I married him forever," Rebecca said.
"How long you been married?" Jesse said.
He had no idea where he was going, but he had plenty of time. 21 years, Rebecca said.
"Wow," Jesse said. "You're older than you look."
"I was 20, she said.
"Kids?"
"No." Jesse nodded and drank coffee. Then he said, "How'd you folks end up next door to Knocko Moynihan? Everybody thinks he's in a rackets, too."
"I know," Reggie said. "He's married to Becca's sister."
"And you're close with your sister," Jesse said.
"Identical twins," Rebecca said.
"Close," Jesse said.
Both Rebecca and Reggie nodded.
"Think Knocko knows anything about what happened to Petey?" Jesse said.
"Might ask him," Reggie said.
"Knocko knows a lot."
"And you don't," Jesse said.
Reggie smiled. "I know a lot, too," he said. "Just not about this."